Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, October 3rd. Governor John Hickenlooper convened a special session at Colorado's Capitol yesterday. State lawmakers came to fix what the governor says is an error in a bill passed earlier this year. He wants lawmakers to restore taxes to arts and transit, but as Bent to Berkland reports, it appears nothing will change.
A small percentage of recreational marijuana taxes aren't going to places like the Denver Zoo and Regional Transportation District. The funds were accidentally cut in a separate bill to help fund rural hospitals. Democrats say it's a simple fix to what was a bipartisan bill that had unintended consequences. But Republicans, such as Senate President Kevin Grantham, say calling a special session was rushed. And on Monday, the Senate defeated a bill to fix the problem.
We were expecting the time to look at this and vet this for the next 3.5 months. Throwing it at us here as a so-called emergency, I don't think it's warranted.
RTD says it's losing $500,000 each month that it would otherwise collect, but says there are no immediate plans for any cuts or changes in bus and rail routes. The Democratic House will try to pass a fix on Tuesday, but then that would still need to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
President Trump has ordered strict rollbacks of Obama-era regulations. These rollbacks have had environmental impacts throughout Colorado and the West. Many of the rules Trump has rolled back were crafted by Gina McCarthy when she was director of the Environmental Protection Agency. Cooper McKim from Inside Energy interviewed McCarthy about the rollbacks.
Can you talk about how you felt when the administration started mentioning a more systematic rollback and employing a more systematic rollback? Were you surprised at all?
Well, all I will say is that I was surprised by sort of that there was no more discretion put towards what do I like, what do I don't like, what should happen, what shouldn't, what does the law require, what is the science telling us? Because they so quickly said everything's going, you know, and so there was not a really thoughtful process. And I think it's important to have that. I think that's the role that a new administration has, is to do a thoughtful look. And I think there are always going to be policy swings, different judgments. But this administration is questioning the science itself and in ways that really make life very unpredictable, I think, for all of us, including the business community, which is now facing significant uncertainty with all of the changes that are being proposed. But I think people ought to understand that you can't, no matter who you are, you can't come in and make pronouncements. Everybody in the United States has their role in government and their authorities. And in order for EPA to be rolling back rules, they have to do a rulemaking in order to make that happen.
So states like Wyoming have a lot of people who aren't particularly sad to see some of these regulations loosening, leaving more room for economic development. How do you feel about that?
So we did not do anything that should pit the effort to reduce greenhouse gases in any way against the economy because we were following the way that the energy market was working. Today, no matter what anybody in this administration says, renewable energy is both clean and marketable. Right now, there is no strong market for coal in the United States of America. That has been a trend that has been happening since the 80s. And we know that renewable energy is here to stay. Clean energy is where the economy is moving, where the jobs are growing. So we have to figure out how to break through the rhetoric and look at the real facts of how you do rules and recognize that you can have and you must have both a strong economy and good environmental protections.
In a press release from Delta County Undersheriff Mark Taylor, officials announced two separate drug busts in Delta County last Thursday. A K-9 deputy and his dog discovered 29 grams of methamphetamine in a truck that had been pulled over for a traffic violation. Driver Mary Waddington was arrested and taken to Delta County Jail and charged with a drug felony. And officers from multiple agencies served a search warrant at a residence in Austin. 5 pounds of methamphetamine and over $21,000 in cash was found and seized. A warrant was issued for the arrest of the resident of the home, Kenny Wallace, who was charged with possession and intent to distribute controlled substances. As U.S. taxpayers get the tab for helping communities recover from hurricanes and wildfires, new research shows a significant portion of those costs could be mitigated if more utility companies switched to renewable sources to generate power. Colorado was the first state in the nation to create a renewable portfolio standard. Eric Gladys has this story.
Economists warn that the costs of climate change in the U.S., from the health impacts of air pollution to natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires, could top $350 billion annually in the next 10 years. But Ryan Weiser with the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory says some of those costs could be offset if more states commit to renewable energy. According to his new report, the U.S. could save over $160 billion in climate damage by 2050 and even more in health savings.
We estimate roughly $100 billion of health savings that primarily comes through reduced premature deaths from emissions that are otherwise offset by the use of these renewable sources.
Weiser's projections are based on existing renewable portfolio standards. These laws are on the books in 29 states, including Colorado, requiring utilities to generate specific amounts of clean energy. Weiser notes if states committed to larger portfolios, savings could add up to more than $1 trillion. A separate study by the Universal Ecological Fund found that billion-dollar weather disasters in the U.S. are on the rise, with no sign of slowing. Weiser cautions it's impossible to directly tie any individual natural disaster to climate change.
Certainly well before humans, there were extreme weather events. What we do know is that extreme forms of weather are likely to become more frequent and more worrisome at higher temperatures.
Colorado was the first state in the nation to create a renewable portfolio standard by ballot initiative in 2004. While it's unclear if transitioning off fossil fuels will produce a net increase in jobs, Weiser says there will be a growing workforce in renewables.
We found a need for almost 5 million additional renewable energy job years. That's basically a boost of 20% in renewable energy employment just to meet these existing RPS standards.
Researchers found the price tag for switching to clean energy, which could range from $23 billion to just over $190 billion, still makes renewable standards a cost-effective option. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.